Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. My name is Charles. I am going to go heavy into Nigeria, Africa, Ghana, Cameroon, all of us, people of African descent, because we as a people think that the worst thing ever to be is a homosexual. Literally, on TikTok Live yesterday, I was having this conversation and somebody was like, I find it difficult to say that I'm a homosexual, despite the fact that I'm a homosexual. It is easier to say that I'm gay. My dear, I am a homosexual. I am a homo. I say that and I claim it with my full chest, the way I say that I'm queer and things like this. It is important for us to know that claiming who you are and saying it to yourself means that you've claimed power. I'm not saying that everyone should be out. I have been consistent with this. You do not need to be out. But one thing is, for sure, claim who you are. Say it to yourself in your bedroom. Say it to yourself in your house, in your church, in your neighborhood, to your ancestors. Speak it out. Say it to you. Because that is who you are. Because when you continue to do this, you will be at peace with yourself. You will understand that you are not wrong. Anyway, I had a mixed bag this week. Literally, I went to a funeral yesterday because I'm recording this on a Saturday. I went to a funeral yesterday. One of my friends, their parents passed away. His mother died. So we went to the funeral. It was so emotional. And I went to support and do what needs to be done. And I want to make something clear using this to explain something. We come into this world alone and we are going to leave this world alone. The day I die, I am going to die alone. I am going to be buried alone. The only way this can happen is when it's tragic or when something happens and everyone just dies at the same time. But at the end of the day, you are still going to go on your journey. On your own. I'm saying all this to say that I don't understand for the life of me why a lot of us try as much as possible from the deepest part of our soul to keep appearances, to deny, to live in denial in the name of trying to please other people. I had an incident this week. My sister called me. She received this message from my sister-in-law that I live rent-free in her head. Of my videos that people recorded on TikTok Lives. She sent it to my sister because she always does this. And my sister waited for 2 weeks before she spoke to me about it. And in this moment, I realized that the reason why it is getting to a lot of people who are related to me, the ones that I don't speak to, and some other people, is the fact that I pay them dust. I have worked on myself and I continue to work on myself and I pay them dust. I don't really, really care. I don't care. We have literally grieved the people that I used to love that I had in my life. I grieved them and I moved on. I have had my closure. I have learned, and as well through therapy, that I don't need to always seek answers. I don't need to know the whys and the reason why you are behaving the way you are behaving towards me. I don't need to know why. I don't need any answers. I don't need that. Because if I have gotten to that place in my life, I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care. I have just said, fuck you. Fuck you. I don't care. Because I have done that for myself. I continue to live rent-free in these people's heads. At the end of the day, if you know that you are okay with you, number one, fundamentally, you have to understand that you are not wrong, that you are not a sinner, that you are not a taboo, that you don't need validation and permission and acceptance from people that will never, ever give it to you in a million years. Why do I have to then waste my energy and my time on you? There are other things that are bothering me. I'm not gonna lie. I cried about it. Not because of I'm sad, but because of the way I grew up, for instance, with my brothers in the same house. The experiences we shared, the struggles we shared, the love that we shared, that I thought that it will continue forever. I don't know if it will change, but for now, no. And then one of my brothers, two of them are married, and this particular one, she's the one that is always sending all this crap to my sister. I'm saying all this to say that these people in my lifetime, majority of these people have never, ever done anything for me. I'm sharing this to let you know that you can do it. I'm not saying that you should come out, but what I'm trying to say is that silence, and this is today's topic, how silence, secrecy, and managing queer existence have been falsely normalized in most African culture, in the Nigerian culture, in people of African descent culture. Like, silence is weaponized so much. They want you to be in secret. It has to be a secret. It has to be done in silence. It has to be something that you do that you don't have to speak about. And this is why I'm a massive problem for a lot of these people. Because I'm saying, I'm not going to be silent. I'm not going to normalize your nonsense. I'm not going to manage my existence as a queer person, as a gay Igbo man from Njikoka, local government area of Anambra State. I am not going to hide. Silence has been weaponized so much. It's horrible. And in silence, you get to be treated horribly. You get to be miserable. You get to be sad. You get to be less than. That is what they want you to do. Do it and don't speak it. Don't be happy. Be miserable about who you are, because that is what we want you to be. You are not a human being. You don't have any say. Who you are is horrible. You are not normal. But I'm here to tell you that every of this fucking nonsense is nonsense. It does not make any sense, because who you are is normal. Who you are is not supposed to be in silence. Your existence is vibrant and powerful, and you should live your life in your best own kind of way. There's one thing that really, really annoys me when it comes to my people. I mean, people who look like me. This whole myth that being private and quiet about who you are is being respectful. It's nonsense. Actually, it erases lives. Because when you preach nonsense respectability about you don't ask, don't tell, and the whole society sees it this way, the moment someone comes out and says that this is who I am queer, I am gay, I am gender non-conforming, I am non-binary, I'm a trans man, I'm a trans woman, I'm LGBTQIA+. All of a sudden, your life is in danger because you've been made to be private about yourself. You shouldn't express yourself. Who you are is nothing to be spoken about. And this erases lives, because once you start speaking about it, that is when you start getting the threats. Do you know the number of times my life have been threatened? I know majority of it is on social media, but they sure fucking say it all the time. Hand go touch you. We are going to beat you. Someone literally said to me the other week, I pray that you die in Jesus' name. God forbid you in Jesus' name. Hand will touch you in Jesus' name. I'm going to beat you in Jesus' name. This is what happens because they want you to be silent. They want to silence you. They come and say things like, you are trying to turn our young ones into gay. And I don't even understand where this comes from, because you can never, ever teach anyone to be trans, teach anyone to be gay, gender non-conforming. You can never do that. It does not happen. Can we talk about the politics of silence? Because this is something that kills and kills and kills and kills us queer people. because you are dying in silence. Even to build a community and meet people like you is difficult in most of our societies. You hear things like, we don't talk about that here. Silence is then weaponized in homes, in churches, in schools. You hear things like, but the gods we worship. Jesus said that it is bad for us to accept people like you. You shouldn't be gay. It is not something that you speak about. Don't tell it. I just remembered something. There's a woman that joined my TikTok live a few days ago. And she said she has a friend. And this friend is a very close friend of hers. And this friend has a brother that is somewhat visible on social media. And then I proceeded to ask her, what is his username? She said, I don't want to say. And she said that her sister is complaining about how this is affecting her, how her friends are no longer speaking to her. And she went ahead to say that her marriage ended because of her brother is gay. And she's struggling with it and blah, blah, blah. I don't know how truthful this is, but that sounds really, really mad. Because how are you so worried about what other people think, but you haven't thought about your brother's mental well-being, their safety, their life, their struggles, what they are going through? Some of you are dusty and crusty and you are good for nothing. You are just wicked. So you are making all of these things about you. You haven't really thought about your brother, because what you are doing is that you want him to be silent. You want him to live in pain, in misery, in horror, in sadness. You don't want him to express himself, but the same people like you will be okay with men beating women, abusing women, wanting women to be subservient to them, wanting women to be their slaves. You are the same people who will be around your pastors, your reverend fathers that have abused children. You will be okay with it. You will be silent. You'll be like, it's the church. You don't want to speak harm and or ill about the church. You don't want to say anything bad about the church, but you are here worried about your brother because of your brother is with a man or your brother is gay. That's why your marriage has ended. You are wayward and violent. Actually, you are an evil, wicked bitch, if this is the truth, because this does not make any sense at all. If you love your brother unconditionally, you will understand that your brother is facing horror. Your brother is fighting for himself, for who he is. Your brother may be suffering mentally. You haven't gone to put your hand around his shoulder to say, I love you. I care for you. I'm here for you. I will always be there for you. And you shared a womb. You are a wicked, fucked up bitch. That's who you are. And this goes on and on and on and on. This is something that happens quite a lot in our society. And somehow I feel sorry for her, because this is conditioning. She has been raised to be like this. But now you are an adult. And this is where I have a problem. Because this is when you are supposed to start doing a lot of unlearning. And some of you refuse to do that. You don't want to unlearn some of the bullshit you've been taught. You just go ahead with it. You just are wayward and continue to be like that. You don't want to change. The thing is, if you look at our society's visibility is framed as provocation in most spaces. In Nigeria, in Ghana, Cameroon, anywhere you find black people, visibility and representation, like I'm doing, is framed as provocation, that you are provoking. You are being, what word am I thinking? That you have an agenda, propaganda. You are trying to recruit people. You are trying to teach our young people to be queer, to be gay. This is you provoking. People who are gay have said this to me. They fucking said this to me as well, that you are provoking. I am not provoking anybody. Being visible and representing is not provocation. You are literally being yourself. You are being yourself. You are saying that it is okay to be us. It is okay to be gay. It is okay to be queer. It is okay to be gender non-conforming. It is okay to be a trans woman, a trans man. It is okay to be LGBTQIA+. There is nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with us. Okay? And that is what happens. That is why you get all the crazies who come on TikTok and all my social medias to write all the horror. But my dear, I am Azuanoka One of Ndiboland. Okay? Your insults is never going to do anything. You know the thing, right? I don't know if a lot of people know this, but silence is survival. And at the same time, it is violence. Does that make any sense? Silence as survival and as violence. The thing is, a lot of us tend to not understand the roots of the closet. Things like you survive your survival under colonial and religious systems that is in place in a lot of the African countries, in the way that now people who brought you homophobia via the means of colonization and things like this are saying to you that it is okay for you to be gay. If it is okay for you to be gender non-conforming, it is okay for you to be queer. Because to be quite frankly with you, prior to colonization, gay people have always been in Africa. And you always hear this nonsense of, it is not our culture, it is not who we are. No, it is who we are. Colonization brought you homophobia and religion brought you homophobia. And you've refused. You've been brainwashed. You've been robbed of your culture, your language, and a lot of things. And you refuse to see the bigger picture. You refuse to unlearn and go and read about your culture. And this is the thing. A lot of people who are in the closet, who are not happy with who they are as queer people, as gay people, in most houses and circles and in places in Africa and things like this, is because of religion and colonization has kind of taught them to be so. And they need to decolonize their minds and understand that religion doesn't have anything to do with your sexuality. You can be gay, trans, gender non-conforming, and be extremely religious. And you can decide not to be religious as well. And this is where sometimes when you explain these things to some people, they refuse to understand. They will be like, oh, you cannot be gay and be religious. You cannot be gay and be spiritual. Sexuality, I have explained this so many times. Sexuality does not have any bearing whatsoever if you are a good person or a bad person. If you are kind or unkind, your sexuality does not have anything whatsoever to do with it. It doesn't. If you understand the golden rule of humanity, you will understand that gay people, trans women, trans men, gender non-conforming individuals, queer people, LGBTQIA+ individuals, is created by your God. But my dear, you have selective morality, selective morals, selective understanding, selective empathy. Everything you are doing is selective because you are dusty and crusty and good for nothing. And you don't have common sense. You are suffering from religious psychosis and you are not in touch with reality. Because if you are, you will understand every of this. Because it is actually easy to understand. Absolutely. But you refuse. I have been in situations where I look at things and I'm like, I feel like these people are using silence as a tool of shame, control, and erasure. That's what silence has been used as. It's been weaponized so much to silence you, to shame you, to control you, to erase you if you are someone that is queer. Because they believe that if you are silenced and it is never spoken about, nobody will talk about you. That means there are no gay people. That means there are no queer people. That is why you hear things like, oh, there are no gay people in Nigeria. There are no gay people in Ghana. There are no gay people in Liberia. There are no gay people in Sierra Leone. There are no gay people in Congo and things like this. This is not what we do here. Because they are trying to use silence, shame, control to erase you. Because if it's not spoken about, it means that it does not exist. My dear, that is a lie. Whether you speak about it, you say it, whether your father is married to your mother or your mother is married to your father, they can be gay. You don't know it. Just because of people are silent about it does not mean it doesn't exist. The thing is, what we lose as a collective when we don't speak up is stories about who we are, our lives, our futures. What happens tomorrow? Can you imagine? I've said this before. Growing up, there was no much people to look up to. Thank goodness for social media. You can see people that look like you, that act like you, that speak about the things that you are experiencing and struggling with. And that helps with who we are, how we live our lives, the future generations and people who are coming after me and after us. Because stories matters. Being visible matters. I will continue to be who I am. I will continue to dress how I feel. I will continue to express myself the way I express myself because this is who I am. I have gone through my life bending backwards, conforming, repressing myself to make my brothers happy, to make my cousins happy, to make my family happy, to make my so-called friends happy. I am never, ever going to do that. That is never going to happen. My stories will be told. My life will be lived flamboyantly. My future will be what it is. Whether my life ends today, my future will continue to be here because I'm a light. My light shines bright. I am shining it for all of us. And your life is bright. Your future is going to be here today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow because we are the light. We are the things. We are wonderful. We are unique. We are who we are. And who we are is never, ever going to be erased. Nobody's going to erase us. Tell your story. Your legacy lives on. Your legacy is not only when you have children, okay? Legacy is not always tangible. It can be intangible as well. It's not only children and wealth and assets. My dear, there's so many ways for you to leave your legacy. So our stories will continue to be told for generations. Let me tell you something. The closet is not culture. I know this may be confusing, but stay with me here. I am telling you that hiding is not part of our heritage. Hiding has never been. Because if you go and check the African history and things like this, there were kings and queens in the past that were where prior to Ndiocha coming to our place. We have been doing the things. It has been there. I'm challenging that idea. Hiding is not part of our heritage. They will be like, private gay. Private gay is what we want. You know, the people who are gay, but they are in private. They don't push it in our faces. They don't push it in our faces. They don't talk about it. That is why I've said this again. I'm kind of like repeating myself. That is why they say to you, why do you have to speak about it now? Why are you telling anybody you are too confident? You don't have to speak about it. Why? I have been told this so many times, actually, that why is your own so public? Why are you speaking it? It is too much. You are doing too much. No, it is a myth. Private and being gay privately. Why do you want everybody to do and be themselves privately? Even some gay people believe in this nonsense. My dear, no. Be your gay. Be your queer. Live your life. Do it however you want to do it. Let me tell you, visibility is my right. Visibility and representation is my right. It is not something that anybody taught me. It is not a Western import. It is my personal liberation. I am liberated. I am who I am. You know that Bob Marley song, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. That's Bob Marley, right? Yeah, I think it is. Visibility is our right. Representation is our right. I have said this so many times. There are so many people that I freaking love the way they do. I'm going to say it. And they know themselves. Be yourself. Be visible. Be visible. That is your right. That is your right. Push it in their faces. Fucking push it in their faces. As far as you are comfortable with who you are. I remember saying this to one of my friends. The first time I saw two men kissed publicly on TV and in so many places, I felt uncomfortable because I have never seen it done, despite the fact that I'm gay. The more people see you, the more they become uncomfortable. Tell them that you are here. Let them know that you exist. Let them know that you are who you are and you are unapologetic about it. Let them know that. It is not shameful to be yourself. You know the Billy Potter song, I'm not ashamed anymore. No, be yourself. Do not be shamed. Coming out and staying in or not coming out on your own terms, on our own terms. Not everyone has to come out. Not everyone has to come out. But no one should be forced to be disappeared. You should not be forced to hide yourself. You should not be forced to be less than. You should not be forced to bend yourself backwards. You should not be forced to make yourself small. It should be your decision. If you don't want to come out, that should be your decision. If you want to stay in your closet and lock it in, that should be you. But nobody should make you feel less than. Coming out has to be on your own terms. If you don't want to, that is okay as well. We should honor our journeys because our timelines are different. But what you should not do is you should not glorify silence. Don't glorify it. Because what a lot of you are doing sometimes, or some of you actually, is you are silencing us. You are telling us to be silenced. And that is not okay. You should tell your stories. Tell your stories. Tell your story with no apology. Even if you are the only one ready to hear it. Tell yourself the story if nobody's ready to hear you. Once you start telling yourself your story, people will eventually listen to you. People will come around. People will start respecting you. They will listen. Do you know the number of pushbacks I've had? Some people have come and insulted me and be mean to me. And then they turned around and said to me, actually, I love you. Actually, I respect you. Actually, I respect the fact that you are living in your truth. People will come around. I'm going to tell you this. It's a living experience of mine. Some people have come around after being mean to me, after insulting me, after saying to me that you are horrible, that you are not a human being. They've come around. They will eventually hear you. They will eventually see you. You are already being seen. You are seen. You are visible. Nobody is going to erase you. Nobody is going to erase us. We need to be speaking up without permission. I have said this. I say this. This is literally my motto at this point in time. I do not fucking need your permission. I do not fucking need anybody's permission. Not the permission of my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, my uncle, my cousins, anybody to be who I am. Because this is the way my creator made me. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to be sad all my life? I refuse to be that. I refuse to be small. I refuse to be miserable. I refuse to feel sorry for myself. And that should be you. Refuse every of that nonsense. Be fab. Be you. And tell your story without apologizing. You don't owe anybody. You don't owe them any respect. You don't owe the system any respect because none of them have respected you. They have never respected you. They have never cared for you. They don't care about what you feel, how you feel, your mental well-being. All they care about is themselves. All they care about is other people's respect. That's what they care about. They don't care about you. Let me tell you something. We were Africans, we're Nigerians, we're Ghanaians, we're Cameroonians, we're South Africans are reclaiming public spaces from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, to our village homes, to our fucking village homes. Look at me. Everybody in my fucking village knows I'm a homosexual. I have said this. If you think they don't fucking know, my village has, we have AK market. AK market is my village market. You are okay to go and get a wood gong, a metal gong, and go and announce it to them. Because I don't fucking care. So we are in public spaces reclaiming our things. And we are doing it unapologetically. Okay? Let me tell you. Being seen is revolutionary and necessary. It is. So hold that to you. It is necessary. It is revolutionary. It is shaping the future. It is shaping you. It is making things. You are a king maker. As an LGBT, you are a plus individual. If you don't know that today. You are a king maker. You are the things. You are the vibes. You are amazing. You are wonderful. And know that. You need to know it. Say that to yourself every fucking day. You are juicy. You are fabulous. You are smart. You are intelligent. You are amazing. You are unique. You are talented. You are all the things. And I want you to know that. Say this to your fucking self every day. Be as flamboyant as you want to be if that's what you love. Love yourself all the time. And love us. We love us for real. You need to check yourself. Have you internalized any lie about being silenced? If you have, say no to that today. You need to write down one truth in your life that you've been afraid to say loud to yourself. It could be something like, I don't need your validation. It can be something like, I don't fucking care about what you think. It can be so many things. It can be so many things. But say them out loud to you. It can be that I'm at peace with myself. Say that to you. Remain wonderful because you are. Thank you so, so much for listening to this episode of Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. I am Charles. I am Charlie Boy, the Azuanuka one of Unjikọ Kaloku Government Area of Anambra State. The only Igbo homosexual. The only homosexual from Nigeria, according to them. Because you know gay people are not in Nigeria. I am Charles, and we love us for real. Thank you so much for listening. I shall see you in the next episode. Remain wonderful, because you are. See ya.